Hello, this is Gary Naylor. The podcast today is going to be unique from all the others in a couple of ways. One, it's going to be shorter than usual. But also, I'm actually going to sing for you. Now, hold it. Don't turn off the podcast at this point in fright. Hopefully I won't be that discomforting for you. But I think you're going to find this message and the song that I sing quite interesting. And I know the information is something that people can certainly relate to. In fact, there's a gentleman, when I brought this up recently, he told me how he felt about it, and I'll be sharing that. But what I want to address is something that I've mentioned in previous podcasts. And that is that I believe that our spirit man within us knows things that our human mind does not yet understand, comprehend, or has never seen. And then all of a sudden, we see something and we go, yes, that's truth. Yes. And our spirit man can actually know things that are going to take place, know truth in advance, and our human mind does not yet grasp it at all. And the story that I'm going to tell you now addresses that in a very real way. Sometime in the latter half of the 1970s, we were having a home church meeting where once a week, the church that we attended, the people would get together in small home groups. They were very popular back at that time, very new, very interesting, and I'm sure people still do it today. But I can remember that particular meeting, and I can remember everything about it, particularly with what I'm going to share with you in this song. I can remember where I was sitting at the time. I can remember the person leading the singing. I can remember him sitting at our piano and playing. I can remember the people in the room. And he started singing a song, and maybe we had the words written down because we could all sing it. And it was from Hosea chapter 6. You may be familiar with that. The first verse in Hosea 6 talks about, let us return to Yahweh, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He was wounded us, but he will bandage us. And then the song went to verse 3, so let us know, let us press on to know Yahweh. His going forth is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain that covers the earth. By leaving out verse 2, it really guts, if you would, the significance of these three verses. Because verse 2 is, he will revive us after 2 days. He will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before him. And so, as is common with Christianity, most of the scriptures are just feel-good application, or inspiration, feel-good, encourage us. And, you know, maybe that's what we need. I'm reminded of that passage that says, give strong drink to the perishing. And really, in 2,000 years of Christianity, that's about the best that could be done. Look at 2,000 years in which all men succumbed to death and the anguish of life. In these last 2,000 years, there was no hope of it coming to an end other than going into death. And the fact is, that's not victory, folks. You know, Christians have these funerals now where they celebrate victory. That is not victory. That is succumbing to the enemy. It says the last enemy that will be done away with is death. And so how is dying victorious? And then you have that other passage that says, the dead do not praise Yahweh, nor do any who go down into silence. And so pray tell, how is death victory? Because we fall into the hands of our enemy, Satan. But when we were singing this song in our living room, it moved me deeply, and I didn't know what to think of it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and sing it for you. You may have heard this before. And again, you would have heard verses 1 and 3 of Hosea 6. And might I add, this is precisely the same message of Zechariah 13, where it says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd," who is Yeshua. And then it goes on to state, "Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones." And that's what Yahweh's done for 2,000 years. He struck the shepherd, the sheep were scattered, and then he turned his hand against the little ones, against believers. And it says, "It will come about in all the land that two parts of it will be cut off and die. And the third part will be left in it," which is exactly where we are today, folks. We are in the third part of the church. And what can we expect? "And I will bring the third part through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined. I will test them as gold is tested. And they will call on my name. I will answer and say, they are my people. And they will say, Yahweh is my God." But he said two parts will be cut off and die. Folks, that is what the church has been for 2,000 years. And that matches exactly with what is in Hosea 6. "For he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us," when? "After 2 days," after 2,000 years. Satan has had a right to afflict man, including the church, for 2,000 years. And on the third day, the day that we're in right now, he will raise us up that we might live before him. Now, if you will endure me, I am going to sing the song from Hosea 6. But we only sang verses 1 and 3 and skipped the all-important verse 2. I'm going to incorporate it in. My daughter Christy, my oldest daughter, when we came into Bride Truth, she added verse 2 into this song, and we used to sing it. And I will sing it for you now. And keep in mind, this is a song that we were singing in our living room, and I started crying, weeping deeply over this song. And keep in mind what we're talking about in this podcast. We're talking about that spiritual man inside of us that knows things, but our human mind does not yet know them. So I will sing for you now Hosea verses 1, 2, and 3. "Come, let us return unto Yahweh, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. Come, let us return. He will revive. He will revive us after 2 days, and he will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before him, that we may live before him. So let us know, let us press on to know Yahweh. His going forth is sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the spring rain, like the spring rain that waters the earth. Now again, in the living room of our home, when we started singing this song, and I had not sung it before, I started crying, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? He has wounded us. You know, he has torn us. Why am I crying? Because I hadn't gone through that much difficulty in my life. And that's what this song in verses 1 and 3 were supposed to engender. We've gone through difficult times, you know, and he's going to see us through them. I was thinking, I haven't had that bad a life. Why am I crying so deeply? And I had to leave it at that. I had no understanding whatsoever why that song was bringing such an emotional reaction within me. And I wouldn't know until after 1994, whenever I understood what Hosea 6 verses 1 through 3 we're speaking of. It has to do with the 2,000 years of the church that is torn and afflicted. And the fact is that even though my carnal mind had no understanding whatsoever of the significance of those verses, my spirit man knew. And my spirit man inside of me was responding to the pain of these 2,000 years. And my natural man sensed it, even though my carnal mind did not understand. And I started crying and weeping over it. Folks, we know things in our spirit man. And when we hear the truth, we go, that's it. One brother told me recently, when he started reading Bride Truth, he said, this is what I have been waiting for my entire life. Truth awakens us to what Yahweh God is truly doing. Other people have emailed me, and they have said, you know, what you say, I have known all along, but I could never put it into words. What Yahweh God gave me back in 1994 and has been developed since then is an understanding of what God is doing and what he's going to perform in this day and what it has been like for 2,000 years. I was talking with a brother today, and I said, you know, we accept all these things in life around us as though this is it. This is reality. And of course it is. It's reality for this moment, but it's not the reality that our spirit man knows. People don't understand how bad this life is. Just living in this flesh is bondage. It is death. It is corruption. It is struggles. This wretched man. And as Paul said, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, I end up doing. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Folks, this is not the body that we are destined to live in. This is not the world that we are destined to live in. We await being born from above. And don't you think that you're going to die and go to heaven and get a body. You're not. You're going to die and go to sleep. That's deception to believe that. We long for, we await the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will bring times of refreshing that man has waited for 6,000 years. And kingdom man has waited for 2,000 years. Living in mystery Babylonian confusion for 2,000 years. And the hope that we have is that you put the body of Christ to sleep, you open its side, you take out a rib, who is the 12th apostle. The office of the 12th apostle, the office that Satan has had for 2,000 years. It goes to a man. The bride is established on this earth. Come out from among them, my people, and be not of them. For their sins have piled up to heaven. That is Christianity, folks. We come out of Christianity. We become the bride. The bride makes herself ready. The trumpet sounds. Those who are dead, the first remnant, they will come up out of the grave. They will be the first fulfillment of what Yeshua made possible when he came out of the grave and was carried up into heaven by the angels, was there 8 days. His flesh was circumcised. After 8 days, he came down in an immortal, incorruptible body. That first remnant will come out of the grave. They will be in their natural bodies, earthly bodies. As it says in the scriptures, the earth will give birth to the departed spirits. We will be in the first resurrection since Yeshua performed it. It will be the first resurrection of mankind. They will come out of the grave. We who are alive and remain until the end, each group will ascend into the clouds and meet Yeshua in the air, and we will ascend on up into heaven itself where Yeshua went, and we will be there 7 days with cleansing and 8 days of the tabernacle's feast where the temple of God will be built. Christianity will not be in this resurrection. It is the bride work that ascends first into heaven. What about Christianity? Hebrews 9, 8 and 9 tell us about these two works. Verse 8 begins with, the Holy Spirit is signifying this. Imagine Paul, or whoever this writer was really amazed at what he was seeing and hearing. He said, the Holy Spirit is signifying this. That the way, can you imagine this? He didn't understand this at the time. That the way into the holy place, which is the Holy of Holies, has not yet been disclosed while the outer tabernacle, in other words, the holy place, is still standing. He's saying the way into the Holy of Holies has not been disclosed until the holy place is still standing. Folks, the holy place was 2,000 cubic cubits. 2,000. The Holy of Holies is 1,000 cubic cubits. And he says that the way into the Holy of Holies is not disclosed until the 2,000 cubic cubits work comes down. Folks, that's the 2,000 years of the church that we have known, in which all men have gone to the grave. Do we want another 1,000 years of a work that takes us all to the grave? If we got another 1,000 years of the same, it would be 3,000 years, and it would be 3 hours of darkness, and my God, why have you forsaken us? It would be 3 hours on the cross. It would be denying Yeshua three times. Folks, you don't understand how critical it is that Yahweh cuts the time short. And he has to tear down the holy place so that the Holy of Holies can be revealed. He has to tear down Christianity that we have known for 2,000 years so that this third part of the church can be revealed, the millennial reign. And so we read in verse 9 concerning this outer tabernacle, it says, which is a symbol for the what? Is a symbol for the present time. Open your spiritual ears. Let the spiritual man within you say yes. And concerning this symbol of the present time, Christianity, it says, accordingly, gifts and sacrifices are offered which cannot make the worshiper perfect in conscience. Folks, we have to have the tearing down of Christianity in order that the Holy of Holies work can be established. And that's what you see in Hosea and Zechariah. It's the same thing. It's the holy place. It's 2,000 years of the church in which men have been afflicted. That has to come to an end so that the Holy of Holies work can be established. Do you understand all of this? Do you now understand what the church is? Christianity is 2,000 years of swine that all go to the sea of death, and they're taken there by legion. Legion means 6,000 in the time in which that was spoken. Yeshua came at the end of 4,000 years. Satan wanted to be cast into 2,000 swine. That is Christianity for 2,000 years, who have all gone to the sea of death. It's the same thing. He has wounded us. He has afflicted us. And today, we are pressing on to know Yahweh, who's going forth. His coming is sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain that waters the earth. That is exactly what we have to have today. We have to have the spring rain. We have to have the latter rain. The spring rain is what comes and brings water to the barley, and that is the bride. So when I was sitting in my living room in Austin, Texas, and we were singing this song, my spirit man knew every bit of this. But my carnal mind could not comprehend it, and I was absolutely puzzled. Why are you crying? You've had a good life. He hasn't torn you. But my spirit man knew what was happening and what these three verses referred to. But let me add another element, if I may. And I wonder if my spirit man knew this as well. I don't know. What I've just shared with you, my spirit man did. And maybe my spirit man, and maybe even probably my spirit man, knew what I'm getting ready to tell you. But I don't know for certain that these tears were for that. In the podcast 14-7-7, I speak of the pattern of the church being two sevens, which speaks of the corrupted church, the seven demons cast out of Mary. That's only beginning, the seven sons of Sceva, and on. But I related that my wife has been gone now for 13 years. And as of March, first part of March, my wife and family will have been gone for 14 years. That's two sevens. And so as I sat in my living room and contemplated, there's nothing for me to cry about in my life. Of course, that would be in my family too. It's very intact. We had a wonderful family. Did my spirit man know that I would have to pay a price as well? I'd have to pay a price for the church and lose my family for 14 years, two sevenths. I had to have known it. But even if I didn't, since then, I have wept many tears for them anyway. And that's just reality. I remember once before they left, I went out in the pasture of where we lived, and I laid on the ground, and I was just wanting to actually sink into the ground. And I cried out to Yahweh, "Father, Father, you've taken me, oh, so low. But I give you the right to take me lower." With my family leaving, I didn't even want to live. I hoped that I would have a car accident and die. But somehow I've made it through. And I've often wondered if I even would. And so these 14 years for my life have been hell on earth as well. And they're really a type of the 2,000 years of the church. As an intercessor, which Yahweh has called me to, Yahweh puts an intercession on us. We don't choose it. He puts it on us. I hope that this year will be the end of my two sevens with my family and I'll get them back. Just like after 2 days, he restores. On the third day, lifts us up. I pray that after my 2 7-year periods completed with the loss of my family, that he will indeed restore the family, because it has been a great loss for me. I am a committed family man. And one of the things that I realized after I lost my family, and I had a wonderful, wonderful godly family, and I concluded that pain correlates to the height of the fall. The greater the family you have, if you lose them, the harder it is. And my pain was sometimes unbearable. As an intercessor, if that's a price that I was to pay so that we could now go out of this 2,000-year period of the church and be lifted up into heaven, brothers and sisters, there is no price that is too great for the fulfillment of the latter rain, being caught up into heaven, being transformed into an immortal, incorruptible body, and coming back to this earth and ruling and reigning with Yeshua. He has torn us. He has wounded us. And there is that pain. And we don't realize how much pain and agony living in this flesh really is. And its limitations. But I pray that in the days before us here in 2017, we're going to see the fulfillment of all that has been revealed to us, all that the bride now understands. I hope that 2017 is the fulfillment. And we wait on Yahweh to see what he's going to do, because it is entirely in his hands. May Yahweh have mercy on us, and may he establish his bride and prepare the way for Emmanuel. Amen.